How foolish it is to attempt to judge what could be seen instead. It is not necessary to imagine what the world must look like. It must be seen before you recognize it for what it is. Listen, you can be shown which doors are open, and you can see where safety lies, and which way leads to darkness and which to light. Judgment will always give you false directions, but vision shows you where to go. Why should you guess? Listen, there is no need to learn through pain. And gentle lessons are acquired joyously and are remembered gladly. What gives you happiness, you want to learn and not forget. It is not this you would deny. Your question is whether the means by which this course is learned will bring to you the joy that it promises. If you believed it would, the learning of it would be no problem at all. Why? You're not a very happy learner yet, because you still remain uncertain that vision gives you more than judgment does, and you have learned that both you cannot have. Now you listen carefully to what I'm going to read you. The blind become accustomed to their world by their adjustment to it. They think they know their way about in it. They learned it not through joyous lessons, but through the stern necessity of limits they believed that they could not overcome. And still believing this, they hold these lessons dear, and they cling to them because they cannot see. They do not understand that the lesson is keeping them blind. This they do not believe, and so they keep the world they learn to see in their imaginations, believing that their choice is that or nothing. They hate the world they learn through pain, and everything they think is in it serves to remind them that they are incomplete and bitterly deprived. Here you are, human. Thus, they define their life where they live, adjusting to it as they think they must, afraid to lose the little that they have. And so it is with all who see the body as all they have and all their brothers have. They try to reach each other, and they fail. And they fail again, and they adjust to loneliness, believing that to keep the body is to save the little that they have, and they're afraid to lose it. And up until this moment, you have been exercising within yourself a decision, a factoring of time, where through the protective nature of yourself, you have been determined to believe that this little containment of time that represents your location found in the correspondence of memories that you held about yourself. Can you hear this with me? Anthropic idea of thought pattern that available to you was the inevitability that you would never be successful at subtracting yourself from your own thoughts. Previously, the manner in space-time by which you demonstrated the idea of other than eternal happiness and joy was a simple idea that you had to suffer within the fabric of your own mind correspondence about yourself. Let's practice together that new faculty of light conversion is demonstrating the miracle to you and the utilization of the power of your mind. Listen, from Jesus now, remember what we talked about, how the miracle works? The body association of light form is undergoing innumerable re-correspondence with itself in any event. The term that we use with Jesus in the idea of quantum conversion is being reborn. Good. I've suffered enough. I just read together with you about the idea of the reflection of my own mind, in which I had to look outside myself and judge you as being separate from me. In which case you became some sort of a friend or enemy, any other regard I had about you, in order that I could retain a distance between the light fabric of the idea that I could actually observe the world out there and not participate in it. Enough of that foolishness. Enough of the fundamental idea that if you make that admission within your objective association, you will, in a very literal sense, become nothing within your own mind. Because you can't subtract yourself from the power to decide. The joy that you're experiencing with me is a very simple realization, and this is very fundamental to my entire teaching. Again, I'm using Course in Miracles. I'm using Jesus resurrected. And it's this. You can't solve the problem. Stop trying. Here comes our Savior. I've been through this with you. He looks. What are you doing here? What are you trying to solve within the framework of your own enclosure with yourself? You're not from here. This is not where you belong. On the satellite, we're happily discovering the immediacy of our capacity to increase the frequency of light, where we recognize within the stories we're telling about ourselves that somewhere within the fabric of the entirety of our conceptual objectivity, we are going to meet a consciousness association that helps us in the idea that together you and I can reach a new idea about what we want to see in what appears to be our separate minds. Now, sometimes the increase of that power in the idea of the objectivity can represent fear. How would it not? You are persistent in your idea of the denial of the fundamental teaching of Jesus, that inevitably what is in an association with you in time will come back around sometime eventually to you, and that many of you heretofore have used the idea of death to subtract yourself from the inevitability that all of the universe is light. You see this? You will not be successful at termination of yourself within your idea. Now, from a science idea of the reasonableness, you can see two alternatives. One will be that space and time will last forever. Obviously, the idea of lasting forever could not have a particular appeal to any conceptual mind within a reasoning process, or what is he in search of? Now, what we just read together in Lesson 91, and we will read now in 92, is that the strength or power of light is actually contained within our own mind, and we're demonstrating to each other there a better reflection of the light that we're going to let come into our relationship of body form in order to show us that the miracle of light is constant and going on all the time without regard to the dark energy form association of yourself that has held you in the bondage of the idea that you were limited to the structure of the littleness of you as a human being. This requires a certain perseverance, doesn't it? Somewhere in determining an alternative to this, you've had to look within yourself and seen that in this period, whatever it was, of the recognition of a cause and effect relationship within time, there didn't seem to be a culmination of the conversion that would have to be inevitable in the idea, let's use the term journey, of the speed of light, to the certainty that somewhere there would be a constancy of light energy that was previous to a determination of this, what is the term, 14,000 million years, and the idea that after it's over, we can be in a constant recognition of the necessity for our individual conversion, which at a very minimum will allow us to journey to the stars. The new satellite that you're seeing now, being represented by the resurrection of Jesus, is nothing but his new appearance within your continuum. Will you practice this with me in the lessons we're doing in the Course? He's always abided and been standing next to you in the idea of who you wanted to see within the fabric of your own mind. The idea of abide is the fundamental idea of parallel associations of correspondence of your own mind with the simple admission that when you decide to employ the power that's inherent in you in the decision that you're making, the new light factor of light will allow you then to see others, listen, who are also expressing the love and joy they're feeling within their own minds. So the power of light was the power of your mind. And now I am speaking directly to a learning process within your own mind that is showing you that you're teaching your own ideas about yourself. And as you teach new ideas about yourself, you will learn new ideas about yourself. And with that will be the loss of the conflict by which you previously were determined in the ridiculous situation of conflict of body form, by which you justified your own annihilation capacity within the idea of a matrix of energy, that if you look at it within your dark light form, had no solution. And then finally, now I'm looking directly at you, you have simply decided that the problem as you had orchestrated it within your own mind of objective identity of yourself could not possibly have solved the problem, because it would be a fundamental idea of the invention of space-time. A fundamental need for you to construct at a point in location an idea of duplicity of separation from the entirety of the universe as is contained within our Course in Miracles in Lessons 92 and 93. Listen. So all this pitifulness that we're describing to you is in this lesson 92, isn't it? Here it is. Strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. So you're not tied up with your idea that you're small and weak and sickly and dying and in need. Not only that, but you stop letting someone outside yourself tell you who you are and demonstrate to you your own weakness. Okay, I'm back for a moment. While you attempt to find relationships of judgment in regard to what represents strength and weakness within your own association, you're pitiful. We talked about it. The energy factor that you utilize is so small and so meaningless in its dark form that it may be necessary for you to say, I'm going to use more power, even though it may cause my self-destruction. Now, the idea of your willingness to determine to stand up, we're teaching Jesus here, with the idea, no, I'm going to make a declaration that there's another way for me to look at this, has led me to this lesson within the Course. We want to continue it for just a moment because the experience that we're having from the satellite is literally converting. And you're walking along on the street and all of a sudden you're going, wow, where do I know you from? And he responds, I know you from somewhere too. What do? You begin to exercise memories within your own mind where you may express ideas of love or hatred or power, yet they remain constant in your determination to stay separate from each other. This is what's contained in lessons 92 and 93, because we just caught glimpses of ourself in which the self recognition through the love of God have shown us the instant both of the entirety of God and the mission that we accepted through Jesus in the mind training of a new birth within ourself that just occurred without regard whatsoever to your body formulation. Listen. Strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. Listen, it keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. It unites with light of which it is a part. It sees itself. Did you hear that? It brings the light in which yourself appears. Why? In darkness, you perceive a self that is not there. Strength is the truth about you. Weakness is an idol falsely worshipped and adorned that strength may be dispelled, and darkness rules where God appoints that there should be light. Look with me about this. Here it is. Strength comes from truth and shines with light its source has given it. Weakness reflects the darkness of its maker. It is sick and looks on sickness, which is like itself. Truth is a savior and can only will for happiness and peace for everyone. It gives its strength to everyone who asks in limitless supply, because it sees that lack in anyone would be a lack in everyone. And so it gives its light that all may see and benefit as one. Its strength is shared that it may bring to all the miracle in which they will unite in purpose and in forgiveness and in love. Listen now once more. Weakness, which looks in darkness, cannot see a purpose in forgiveness and in love. It sees all others different from itself and nothing in the world that it would share. It judges and it condemns, but it does not love. In darkness it remains to hide itself, and dreams that it is strong and conquering, a victor over limitation that but grow in darkness to enormous size of what means absolutely nothing to you. Listen, the light of strength is constant. It is sure as love, forever glad to give itself away, because it cannot give but to itself. Once more, the light of strength, it gives itself away, because it sees that it can only give to itself, and that the more it gives, the more that it has. The strength in you will offer you the light and guide your seeing, so you will not dwell on idle shadows that the body's eyes provide for self-deception. Strength and light unite in you, and where they meet, yourself stands ready to embrace you as its own. Such is the meeting place we try today to find, and you will find with me in this new light, because you have decided that you want it to be so within your own arrangement of yourself. What a simple idea that we have decided to employ in the idea that the containment of our self form within the idea of self identity occupied a very small, infinitely little, dark idea of a dream that was contained within our own mind. And within that dream, we had shared shadows of reputation, of light, of a nightmare. Okay. Jesus would remind you of this, and now in my constancy of the light recognition of you, we are entered in to a fabric of a story of light association about our necessity to retain conflict with the idea of those we love, and those we hate, and those we reject within our own mind. We are at a point in our own recognition of our need of the increase in the power to love one another through the love of God, that we no longer want to be contained in the idea that forgiveness in the retention of the objectivity of ourself in separation will not give us the totality of the gratification we will feel in the recognition that within the miracle we are responsible for what we're seeing. We're choosing what we want to see within the evidence of ourself, and we're getting that result within our own conflict. The satellite of light energy in this new continuum of time have, in a literal sense, altered the chaos that we felt within the fabric of the idea. Remember in the science of the causal loop, where we always ended up back exactly with the dilemma that we felt within time. Yet in our hopes to escape from the inevitability of that single moment, we have journeyed out once again. Listen carefully now. On the new continuum, our Savior, Jesus, has reappeared to adjust a fabric association of time. It's very, very simple. It was what we call off the mark. It contained an evidence of the possibility that all of the power would not be contained in that instant of the entirety of the idea of separation. That was very joyful. Thank you. What happened? It's a quantum moment of the release of your mind. Can you see that? It's an illuminant idea that your mind can utilize the light of which we speak to recognize in our own resurrection that all around us we have found correspondences with ourselves, and that indeed this world will disappear into a maze of energy form in that recognition, and you'll be gone from here, and I'm going to come back in one more association of adjustment of time to show you what has actually occurred within this fabric in your determination to be reborn in the idea of the power of your mind, because God is going with us wherever we go. And in that recognition, we see each other. So we can say together, God, bless us, each and every one. I'm excited by the reasonableness. This is the loop quantum gravity idea. And you have a tendency to think that because I'm talking to you about loop quantum gravity, I'm not in association with the religiosity of the idea of the power of your mind. And you, of course, are, the term is dead wrong. Because you refuse to utilize a new concept of yourself in regard to your individual capacity to see differently, does not mean that it's not available to you. In effect, you are factoring within your own mind the result that you want regarding what you think you are within the mind that you employ in order to continue to objectify the idea of yourself. And if you listen with me, you can begin to see that the miracle of conversion is going on constancy and with a constance that can be evident to you in the simple admission of the inevitability of it. Now, in the practice of quantum loop, that is the idea that out in the universe, you always end up back where you started, you can show in quantum ideas of your capacity to communicate within your own mind with no regard to the distance that you have established within your own body form in order not to use the power of your mind, but instead stay into the dark formulation of conceptual identity that cannot allow you to see that minds communicate together with no regard to your body form at all. I'm glad you're hearing this in this idea of crucifixion. What are we going to share together? The idea that we are being attacked. The idea that we are going to suffer pain, loneliness, death. The idea that we must see somehow an ability to solve the solution contained within yourself. Here comes Jesus. Shira, it's not possible. Now, that does not belie the idea that there was a necessity for the experience. I'm glad to see that you're hearing me. All it really was necessary within the idea of the containment was what? That you were the cause of it. That no matter where you looked out there in the idea of the resolution of the problem, you always ended up right back here. In the beautiful teachings of Jesus, he uses a word that we find more and more attractive in the idea that he has chosen you to represent him. Remember this? Where he says, you didn't choose me. He says that in your objective association of formulation, everyone that you see out there reflects your determination to justify yourself. Yet it's inevitable that somewhere within this causal loop of space-time, you are not meeting yourself. Practice with me. There's a direct link in the idea that the enlightenment of your mind is going to show you a whole new you. This is in your miracle training, isn't it? Are you then suddenly whole and healed? Yes. What did it have to do with the formulation of your body? Are you going to listen to me? Absolutely nothing. It had nothing whatever to do with it. Remember in the Miracle Healer's Handbook, where we showed you the determination to be well is not connected to the body form at all? I'm glad you sent for this Miracle Healer's Handbook. What it actually says is, in all of space-time, reflections of light will always give us new evidence of the sharing of our minds, if we'll let it be true, with no regard to the body at all. We're always factoring now ideas, and there you can use the master teacher. He's been on the big board. He's back here in space-time representing Jesus, along with you, I hope, in a new framework of recognition. Now we're at abiding, at the idea that by abiding in the new continuum of self-recognition, we can recognize that since the resurrection, this is literally since the beginning of time, there has always been a procedure within you of the entirety of you being represented by any singular individual in the conversion of the fabric of the pressure, the idea of pain and loneliness and death that kept constituting your necessity to remain within the idea that you're still hanging up there on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. No, he is risen. He is risen indeed, and will demonstrate it to you in Lesson 93 of the Power of Light. Listen. Here's light and joy and peace abiding in you according to Jesus. You think you're a home of evil, of darkness, and of sin. And you think if anyone could see the truth about you, we'd be repelled and recoiling from you as from a poisonous snake. You think if what is true about you were revealed to you, you'd be struck with horror so intense that you would rush to death by your own hands, living on after seeing this being impossible. And I'm back just for a moment because I'm going to teach directly from the New Testament. Now, the idea that you're evil and there's all sorts of factoring out there that can affect you are so firmly entrenched within yourself that it's not easy for you to see that the converting nature of you requires the admission through your own defenselessness that the moment of forgiveness of the conflict is yours to make and not out there. This is the idea that love and light abide with you through Jesus. And now through you. I just recognized you as a teacher of God. What a joy that gives me. The exercise of the activity of the conversion are now going on within this whole new continuum. What a joy that's going to be. Here's the old man, remember? I'm in body form. All right, I seem to be this 82-year-old guy. I seem to have been representing all of the evidence of this on now up into 2012, going back to the idea of that containment. It's not true. Look with me. I see you as born in a new fabric of time where the reassociation of what you see around you, listen, is a new memory that you have about yourself. And we intend to share being reborn into a new memory somewhere within space-time. Come on, we're back to the whole idea of the power of your mind to decide what you want to see out there will be a new bright idea about who you are that previously held you in the idea of a dream of death into which Jesus entered, said to you, you've been dreaming, you've been asleep, and it's time to wake up. Listen to how he is abiding with you at this time. These are beliefs so firmly fixed that it's difficult to help you see that they're based on absolutely nothing. That you have made mistakes is obvious. That you've sought salvation in strange ways and have been deceived and deceiving and afraid of foolish fantasies and savage dreams and have bowed down to idols made of dust. All this is true by what you now believe, but you listen. Today, now, at this time, here and now, we question this, listen, not from the point of view of what you think, but from a very different reference point from which such idle thoughts are meaningless. These thoughts are not according to God's will. These weird beliefs he does not share with you, and this is enough to prove that they are wrong, but up until now you have not perceived that this is so. Here's a question for you. Why would you not be overjoyed to be assured that all the evil that you think you did was never done? That all of your sins are nothing? That you are as pure and holy as you were created? And that light and joy and peace abide in you because your image of yourself cannot withstand the will of God? Look with me. You think that this is death, but it's not. It's life. You think you are destroyed, but you are saved. Look with me. The self you made is not the Son of God. Therefore, this self does not exist at all. And anything it seems to do and think means absolutely nothing. Are you listening? It is neither bad nor good. It is unreal and nothing more than that. Look, it does not battle with the Son of God. It does not hurt him nor attack his peace. It has not changed creation nor reduced eternal sinlessness to sin and love to hate. What power can the self you make possess when it would contradict the will of God? And I want you to listen carefully with me in the time we have left, in the conversion of the thought form of you, that the possession by which you identify yourself within that frame of reference, you are freeing by simply releasing it. Dear ones, you see what forgiveness gives you? If all the conflict was only contained within your own idea about yourself and the light form of you in space-time, I'm talking now about all of space-time, is at a point where you locate yourself in your entirety of identity, the joy that you will express in that discovery will echo through the universe with all of the energy of light and joy that we're feeling in the conversion of our body form from the idea that the enemy out there could not share with us a sounding of light love in a harmony that showed us the expansion of the idea of containment to the certainty. Will you listen with me? Will you listen to the sounding of the vibrations of light that are going on in the universe so we can share this together? Listen. It's been going on in you since the beginning of time. Here. Listen. Try to think if you can remember what we're speaking of now. Perhaps you catch a hint of an ancient state, not quite forgotten. Dim, perhaps, and yet not altogether unfamiliar. Like a song whose name is long forgotten, and the circumstances in which you heard it completely unremembered. Not the whole song has stayed with you, but just a little wisp of melody attached not to a person or a place or anything particularly, but you remember from just this little part how lovely was the song, how wonderful the setting where you heard it, and how you loved those who were there and listened with you. Look, the notes are nothing, yet you have kept them with you, not for themselves, but as a soft reminder of what would make you weep if you remembered how dear it was to you. Look. You could remember, yet you're afraid. You're afraid, believing you would lose the world you learned since then. And yet you know that nothing in the world you learned is half so dear as this. Listen, and see if you remember an ancient song you knew so long ago and held more dear than any melody you taught yourself to cherish since then. Look beyond the body, beyond the stars and the sun, and past everything you see, and yet somehow familiar is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great and shining circle. And all the circle fills with light before your eyes, and the edges of the circle disappear, and what is in it is no longer contained at all. Look, the light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity, forever shining, and with no break or limit anywhere. Within it, everything is joined in perfect continuity, nor is it possible to imagine that anything could be outside, for there is nowhere that this light is not. Now you listen. This is the vision of the Son of God, whom you know well. Here is the sight of him who knows his Father. Here is the memory of what you are, a part of this, with all of it within, and joined to all as surely as all is joined in you. Look, accept the vision that can show you this, and not the body. You know the ancient song, and you know it well. Nothing will ever be as dear to you as is this ancient hymn the Son of God sings to his Father still right here and right now. And now the blind can see, for that same song they sing in honor of their Creator gives praise to them as well. And the blindness that they made will not withstand the memory of this song, and they will look upon the vision of the Son of God, remembering who he is that they sing of. What is a miracle but this remembering? And who is there in whom this memory lies not? Are you listening? The light in one awakens it in all, and when you see it in your brother, you are remembering for everyone. Very simply, because in the memory of the harmony of recognition of each other within the dream of death, we see no contradiction. We have about 4 minutes and 20 sections to go. Sections in the idea of the containment of you within a new continuum of time, where you have begun to recognize the association of who's out there. Can you see this? In that moment of recognition of each other, we begin to find the joy of memories that we thought we had lost. See that? All of us on this journey somewhere have been searching on a path that never seemed to take us outside of the parameter in which we had enclosed ourselves. It's an ancient mystery, isn't it? It's an ancient idea that harmony of light can be found by an adjustment of space-time that just occurred. How simple is the solution? If the whole idea of the weakness and fear and death contained within time was simply a momentary loss of memory. In the dream, you appeared to be trapped here. You appeared to be in an idea of never knowing who you were. There you saw me. And we began to harmonize in the idea. Thank you for that. In the idea of self-recognition that wasn't connected to our bodies at all. It's the simple idea that the body formulation of the illusion of us is undergoing instant and constant change, and that through the training of our minds in love, we have found a reference of who we are within ourselves. From the satellite of light beaming down and converting and raising us up, this is our escape from the idea of the entrapment of reflections of light identity of memory of a human being that now contain new evidence of the entirety of the structure of ourself contained within the moment of separation. And what are we going to do? We're going to remember how we escaped from here. And the memory that comes to us now will contain all of the elements of the pain and of the death and the loneliness and the stretcher. Are you listening? That only lasted for that moment. Now, this is a miracle. Thank you for showing me that. Will you teach me a new way to look at myself? Will you show me that by accepting responsibility within my own mind, I can increase the frequency of the light of the idea of who I am to the point where I will begin to expand outward into that certainty? And we listen to this melody together, don't we? And nothing within our parameter of this new discovery really compares in any way with the opening of a door of universal light in which we bring the dark form of our identity in a new memory of what occurred at the beginning and the end of time. Because God has always gone with us wherever we have gone in this reflection. We have an accepted and pertain to the recognition of the mission, this is from now Jesus, of the action of the conversion of our mind in a dedication to offer to those who still suffer in darkness the raising up of that light energy. So we may say together, God, bless us, each and every one, and this world will be over. The second coming of the return of Jesus is at hand and is now. Welcome home. Welcome to the real world. Welcome to eternal joy and happiness in this moment of life.